The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the news and the happenings from the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And no, I won't be talking about necessarily news events. I'm sorry, I'm talking about entertainment events, of course. And pretty much what we do each time is we're going to start out talking about some national entertainment news, such as looking at box office receipts during the holidays. Not surprising, Avatar: The Way of Water is really hauling in the mega bucks. Over the four-day Christmas weekend, the movie took in just under $100 million. The actual total for the weekend, $95.5 million. The box office wasn't so kind for others. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish took in around $20 million over the weekend, and the much hyped R-rated Babylon pulled down just $5.3 million. Sticking with the movies, CNN has put out a most satisfying list. The movie business is undergoing a transformation fueled by declining box office revenues, as more people prefer consuming entertainment in the comfort of their own homes. That also merits looking back at the movies released in 2022 in a slightly different fashion, from the most disappointing titles to the most satisfying. Alphabetically, the top five on that most satisfying list: Apollo 10 and a Half, A Space Age Childhood, Avatar: The Way of the Water, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, The Fablemans, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. Okay, in a scene from the movie Titanic, you'll remember Kate was floating in icy water on a door from the ship, and Leo is next to her, but in the ice-cold ocean. Apparently, there's been a running debate about whether both could have survived if only Kate had scooted over just a smidge and allowed Leo to climb aboard the floating door. Well, filmmaker James Cameron is saying not so fast. He says a forensic study was conducted to show that the door could not possibly have supported them both. Cameron says the thorough forensic analysis with a hypothermia expert who reproduced the raft from the movie, he continued, adding that they used two stunt people who were the same body mass of Kate and Leo, and they put sensors all over them and inside them and put them in the ice water and tested to see whether they could have survived through a variety of methods. And the answer was, there was no way they both could have survived. That only one could survive. All righty, moving on to Arts Access. Of course, Arts Access is North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. And that includes audio descriptions. Coming up Friday, January 27th, it is Don Giovanni, the devilishly charming Don Juan, has seduced one woman too many. And on this day, the tables have turned against him. Mozart's masterpiece depicts one of the most memorable characters in all of opera. This audio description performance is at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium Friday, January 27th at 7:30. Tuesday, January 31st, Hamlet, a vivid reimagining of one of the world's best psychological thrillers, tells the tale of a courtly world turned upside down. The king is mysteriously killed. A brother has stolen his crown and his bride. Young Hamlet, usurped heir, is thrust into a morass of intrigue, treachery, madness, and revenge. This is at Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill, and the performance is at 7:30, once again Tuesday, January 31st. Sunday, February 5th, audio description for Blood Wedding, a gripping Spanish tragedy inspired by a true story and first performed in 1933. In Blood Wedding, two families in rural Spain are intricately bound in an unbreakable cycle of murder and revenge. This audio description performance at Raleigh Little Theater is at 3 on Sunday, February 5th. Saturday, February 11th, it's Dream Girls, about a time in American musical history when rhythm and blues blended with other styles of popular music to create a new American sound. Through exploring themes of ambition, hope, and betrayal, Dream Girls reveals the behind-the-scenes reality of the competitive entertainment industry. This is a North Carolina theater event at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. The performance is at 2 o'clock. Okay, audio description Tuesday, March 7th. They Do Not Know Harlem. Bear witness to an extraordinary immersive performance by artist, dancer, and storyteller Tristan Andre, who summons the spirit of James Baldwin in an excavation of a black and queer life lived in a not always welcoming world. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill, at 7:30. And finally, Sunday, March 26th, Fancy Nancy, the musical. Fancy Nancy and her friends are going to be performing in their very first show, Deep Sea Dances. Nancy is positive that she and her friend Bree will be picked to be mermaids. But that doesn't happen, and she's stuck playing a dreary old dull tree. This is a 5:30 performance at Raleigh Little Theater for audio description. There is then a sensory-friendly performance of Fancy Nancy the Musical set for April 1st, 2 o'clock performance. Okay, Justice Theater Project is up next, coming up in 2023, February 10th through the 16th, The Best of Enemies. A fiery civil rights leader and the Grand Cyclops of the KKK must work together to face the best and worst of themselves as they clash over school desegregation. This is at Umstead Park UCC on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. April 13th through the 23rd, Tiny Beautiful Things. Writer Cheryl Strayed becomes an accidental online dating columnist who draws from her own life to help thousands of readers navigate life, love, grief, and forgiveness. Theater Raleigh on Old Wake Forest Road in Raleigh. May 17th, 18th, and 21st, The Dead Man. In the wake of World War I, the Jewish residents of a destroyed synagogue in Poland come together to discuss how or if they should rebuild. The Dead Man is a timeless story of heartbreak and strength, and its relevance to today's global moment is striking. This is at the Raleigh Jewish Community Center on Norwood Road. Then January 9th through the 25th, it's Urinetown, the musical. You gotta pay to pee. Set in the not-too-distant future, this hilarious musical takes on the legal system, capitalism, social irresponsibility, populism, bureaucracy, corporate mismanagement, municipal politics, and musical theater itself. This is at Umstead Park UCC on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. North Carolina Museum of History, Friday, January 13th, Reading Country, Music and Prose, featuring Dr. Francesca Royster, author of Black Country Music, Listening for Revolutions. Dr. Royster will speak about her new book, which explores how black musicians have changed the country music landscape and brought light to black creativity and innovation. The event is part of the museum's The Power of Women in Country Music. Then on Saturday, January 21st, Southern Songbirds, an evening with Reese Palmer at the Museum of History. This is part of the special concert series in conjunction with the traveling exhibition, The Power of Women in Country Music. Reese Palmer's gift lies in reaching across all musical boundaries. While she made her mark in country music, she is equally at home in R&B, bringing the entire spectrum of popular music to bear on music she calls Southern Soul. That's Saturday, January 21st, the Museum of History. Thursday, January 26th, African American Cultural Celebration. This is a virtual education day. It starts at 2:30. Then Saturday, January 28th, the 22nd Annual African American Cultural Celebration. That's at the museum from 10:30 to 4:30. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, coming up Saturday, January 21st, the Museum Tour in ASL, attend a two-hour docent-led tour in American Sign Language intended for adults who are deaf or hard of hearing. The tour highlights works of art by African and black male artists. Tour capacity is limited to 20 participants. It's free, but you must register. It's from 10 till noon. All right, Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. First up, Tuesday, January 10th, Louis Lorty, the world-leading French-Canadian pianist, returns to Duke performances with his trademark bravura, amazing display of color, and beautiful way with a melodic line. That sentence from the Los Angeles Times. With a clutch of Schubert songs arranged for the piano, he is able to highlight the lyricism and vast potential of the genre. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 7:30. Sunday, June 27th, Momix, Alice, Magical, Mysterious, Eccentric Fun will be the order of the evening as you travel with director Moses Pendleton and his dance troupe Momix down the rabbit hole. Alice, inspired by, of course, Alice in Wonderland, pulls off the magic with a fusion of dancing, lighting, music, costumes, and projected imagery. This is at Page Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Next up for Duke performances, Tuesday, January 31st, Machine de Cirque, La Galerie. The circus is coming town, but not just any circus. This is a Quebec City-based company that packs high doses of dizzying feats, powerful emotions, poetry, intelligence, and humor into their fearless show. Page Auditorium at 7:30. And starting off February, Saturday, which is on the 4th, it's Poulenc Trio, an ensemble that combines piano, oboe, and bassoon. The trio, characterized by the Washington Post as urbane and sophisticated, with near effortless lightness and grace, has greatly expanded the repertoire available for this unusual instrumentation, with more than 20 new works having been produced for them. And that performance is at Baldwin Auditorium. Switching now to the lineup at Carolina Performing Arts. Performances there are at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, January 12th, it's Theo Crowker. Love Quantum, a storyteller who speaks through his trumpet. Love Quantum is his seventh studio album and the latest iteration of his ever-evolving sound, which incorporates jazz, hip-hop, R&B, and various other genres. This is at Moser Auditorium at Hill Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, Hong Kong Ballet, featuring Romeo and Juliet, ancient grudges and warring families, passion and tragedy, the iconic balcony scene. Shakespeare's timeless tale of star-crossed lovers is given a fresh and thought-provoking retelling. It's set in 1960s Hong Kong, with designs incorporating mid-20th century Hong Kong street life details. This is at Memorial Hall. Next up on Carolina Performing Arts, Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th, Jen Xu, Zero Grasses, Ritual for the Losses, a raw coming-of-age exploration of grief, legacy, family, race, sexuality, fertility, technology's effect on our connection with nature and to each other, our own conflicting ambitions, and an investigation of life. A performance at Current Art Space and Studio. Okay, Wednesday, February 1st, So Percussion and Caroline Shaw. So Percussion has defined the role of the modern percussion ensemble with their innovative original productions, rich collaborations, and sensational interpretations of modern classics. Caroline Shaw has made a career of crossing boundaries of medium and genre, and she continues to create avenues for classical music. She is a Pulitzer Prize and Grammy Award winner and is a native of Greenville, North Carolina. The performance is at Moser Auditorium, Hill Hall, and it's at 7:30. Then Saturday, February 4th, Jeff Sobel, Home. This large-scale performance project revolves around the life cycle of a house. Created through a mix of illusion, choreography, construction, and live documentary, Jeff Sobel's work illustrates how the messiness of life transforms a house into a home. And that is at Memorial Hall. All right, let's talk about some funny folks. In the list of performances upcoming at Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary, Thursday through Saturday, January 5th through the 7th, it's T.J. Miller, one of the most sought-after comedians in the world. He has been diligently working to make people laugh for more than 15 years. Friday through Sunday, January 13th through the 15th, it's Gary Owen. He's been entertaining American audiences for more than a decade with his side-splitting comedy, having performed to sold-out audiences in all the major comedy clubs and theaters across the country. Owen is one of America's most beloved comedians and was proclaimed by Ebony Magazine as Black America's favorite white comedian. Friday through Sunday, January 20th through the 22nd, Carlos Mencia, undoubtedly one of today's most popular entertainers and comics, whether it's a man-on-the-street interview, studio comedy, commercial parodies, nationwide sold-out tours, or films, Mencia demonstrates an extraordinary ability to connect with a wide and diverse audience. Friday through Sunday, January 27th through the 29th, Adele Givens. Her bold and on-point insights continue to delight and amaze her fans and peers alike. Popularity was swift with Adele, winning many competitions and securing the respect of comedy lovers everywhere. Almost immediately, fans proclaimed Adele Givens the Queen of Comedy. Now at Goodnight's Comedy Club on Woodburn Road at the Village District, Thursday, January 5th, Lucas Zelnick and Jamie Wolfe. At the age of just 22, Jamie Wolfe was named a comic to watch at the 2019 New York Comedy Festival. Earlier that same year, Jamie won the prestigious Philly's Funniest Competition, beating over 300 other contestants. Friday and Saturday, January 6 and 7, Donnell Rawlings. Donnell first became recognized for his hilarious sketches as Ashy Larry on Chappelle's Show. He soon became a force both on and off the stage as a comedian, actor, and podcaster. Friday and Saturday, January 6 and 7 at Goodnight's, Erica Rhodes. Erica has appeared on ABC's Modern Family, HBO's Veep, Fox's New Girl, and IFC's Comedy Bang Bang. She also starred in the ABC digital series The Off-Season, was a semi-regular performer and writer on NPR's A Prairie Home Companion. Wednesday, January 11th, Leah and Andrew Riddick. Leah is an actor and comedian, and her viral comedy and character videos have amassed her nearly 1 million followers and over 15 million likes on TikTok and Instagram. Andrew is a nationally touring stand-up comedian, writer, and actor, one of the fastest-rising comedians in the Midwest. His comedy can be heard regularly on Sirius XM. Thursday, January 12th, Mojo Brooks. At the start of his career, Mojo utilized Facebook and Instagram to demonstrate his comedic talent by writing and performing video skits. Friday through Sunday, January 13th through the 15th, Michael Blaustein. Michael is an internationally touring headlining comedian, accomplished actor, and award-winning writer. Wednesday, January 18th, at Goodnight's, Helen Wilde. Being Irish and gay, Helen loves rainbows and parades. Born in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and raised in Pittsburgh, Helen weaves her experiences of growing up an immigrant, coming out to her Irish family, and still identifying as a Hanson fan 25 years after it was cool. Anthony Jeselnik will be at Goodnight's Thursday through Saturday, January 19th through the 21st, but all of his shows are sold out. Don't know if there's a wait list. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, Kelsey Cook. She's the daughter of an international yo-yo champion and a professional foosball player, which made for a humor-filled life at a young age. Sunday, January 22nd, Ryan Brown, a comedian and writer raised in North Carolina, where he's currently based after 8 years of living and performing in New York City. His jokes combine an analytical worldview with childlike curiosity to create something equal parts insightful and ridiculous. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater, the rest of the 23 season. Sunday, January 15th, Triangle African American Theater Preview 23. January 27th through February 12th, it is Blood Wedding. March 17th through the 26th, Fancy Nancy, the musical. May 5th through the 21st, My Wonderful Birthday Suit. And wrapping up the 2023 season, Hands on a Hard Body, and that's from June 2nd through the 18th. All right, the Clayton Center, of course, in Clayton. Saturday, January 14th, it's Confederate Railroad. The concert starts at 7. Friday, January 20th, Paul Reiser. Of course, he does stand up. He's been on Stranger Things, of course, and was one of the stars of Mad About You. Saturday, January 28th, it's Mesmerizing Magic, Jason Hudi. Mystery, intrigue, comedy, bewilderment. Jason Hudi's one-of-a-kind show will draw you into the intricate world of illusion. Jason will leave you baffled with his mesmerizing magic and laughing along with his comedic audience participation acts. He has amassed audiences on the Late Late Show, aboard Disney cruise lines, and at theaters, resorts, and casinos around the world. His show is at 7 o'clock at the Clayton Center. Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, March 4th, Junie B's Essential Survival Guide to School, performances at 10 and 2. Then Saturday, March 25th, Garner Performing Arts Center, Balsam Range, the 2018 International Bluegrass Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. Balsam Range has become one of the genre's most award-winning acts since forming in 2007 in western North Carolina's Haywood County. The group has garnered 13 IBMA awards. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.